Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to another edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy, delighted to be joined by Cole Yuley here on this latest edition and all the way from Calgary, Alberta. We were just talking about a few things off camera there, but I always find it interesting to know because I know if you grew up a Flames fan, maybe it was hard to cheer for the Oilers in the Stanley Cup final, but were you cheering for Connor McDavid and the guys in Game 7?
I was, yeah. I've been a McDavid fan for a while, so I always like watching the best players play, so I was rooting for them the whole way all season, and yeah, it was tough for them to lose in Game 7, but what a series.
And did the excitement, I mean, a couple of your new teammates are closer to Edmonton, like Chris McCabe said, Edmonton was just bonkers throughout the Stanley Cup final. Did the excitement kind of blend over into Calgary as well?
I think certain like bars and stuff, but like the true Flames fans would never, ever, ever cheer for the Oil. So, it's kind of like frowned upon to bandwagon hop, I guess, but I'm not really a through and through Flames fan, so I didn't have to worry about that, but it wasn't too, there was nothing crazy going on downtown. There was a few bars that would be like all Edmonton, but other than that, nothing.
You think back to 2013, you're drafted by the Dallas Stars, 131st overall, I believe. And so you must cheer for the Stars a little bit as you see them in the playoffs as well. Or do you kind of, have you turned the page? Or are you still a Stars guy?
Well, they never qualified me. So, no, I don't cheer for them.
You think back to that draft day, though, because we've talked to a few of your teammates and over the years in my line of work, whether it's the TV or now work with the Clan, and you talk about those special days. Is that a special moment in your career? Because hearing your name at a draft or knowing that you were drafted in the top league in the world, it's special.
Yeah, I think I didn't go to the draft or anything like that. I just stayed home with my family and kind of watched on TV and then got a phone call. But yeah, it was so special, I guess. I mean, during when it's going on, you kind of realize it, but definitely more so after, you know, not too many guys get that opportunity. So I'm super grateful that they picked me and got to spend some time there.
Yeah, 123 games in the American Hockey League as well, over a point a game in the East Coast Hockey League. a good season in your first season in Cardiff last year. You look at the experience you've garnered over the years in some of the top leagues and what you're bringing to Glasgow next year. Is it an easy conversation when Corey Nielsen calls you? Because I know you guys work together in Slovakia as well, and he talks very highly of your hockey IQ. So is that a nice call to get from Corey Nielsen?
Yeah. When I saw Corey was coming back to this league, it definitely immediately came on my radar coming to play here. I think having a coach that you like to play for and all that stuff is super important. So when he called me, it was easy. You know, I know how he operates. I know we have some good chemistry, and I know I just like the way he coaches. So it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, and I mean, your experience is great. He's coming off coaching at the World Championship, so we've added some important experience at top levels coming into this season. For anyone who wasn't watching closely last year when you were in town with the Devils, can you tell the Purple Army what kind of player, what you're bringing to the table in the new season?
Yeah, I always, I don't know, it's tough to kind of say what kind of player you are, but I've always kind of said, like, I won't wow you with, you know, crazy speed or a crazy shot, or you might not even notice me, but I think, you know, on the score sheet, I'm usually there. And I think I can, with a nice supporting cast, you know, make plays and create offense while still being responsible defensively and trying to play the right way. And I know Corey preaches that, and his style suits my game well. Kind of like a slick, quick player, not too fast or anything like that, but I don't know, just use my smarts to kind of operate around the ice.
And when you look at the places you've played, and again, that experience you're bringing here, with that one season under your belt, expecting or knowing what you know about the Elite League now, you must be pretty excited because, like you said, you know Corey, you know his systems. You had a great season together in Slovakia, and now you've had that one season in the Elite League. Because a lot of new imports, they get caught out by perhaps how good the Elite League has become. You've got a year under your belt, and you're coming together with a guy you really like playing for. So you must be looking for a huge season.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely was surprised with the level of hockey. I know the league's garnered quite a bit of respect, but you never know coming in. But very, very good hockey. So I'm hopefully more prepared for that this year. And last year I was coming off hip surgery, so was still trying to manage that. And it's going to be really nice to have a full summer here under my belt to get ready for our hopefully good season.
And what does the off-season training regimen look like for you in Calgary there? A lot of the fans love to know what the players are doing during the off-season to prepare for an upcoming season.
Yeah, so I go to Orca Performance. I'm actually wearing their – it's like a physio performance gym. And Matt Carruth is in now, a few guys from the Del 2 in my group. Jamal Watson, who played in Guildford, I work out with him. He's a great player. And we just kind of do Monday to Friday in the morning and then probably start skating up this week and then ramp it up as it gets closer to August. With the schedule being so grueling, I find it better to stay off the ice a little bit more, especially with my hip stuff. So lots of off-ice stuff, rehab stuff, mobility, just kind of like getting the body ready for the season versus, you know, trying to put on too much muscle or all that, just trying to be healthy, you know?
And you look at it as well, like Corey calls you up and says, look, really enjoyed working with you in Slovakia. He's obviously told you what he expects. You know what to expect from him. But does he kind of say to you, you know, I loved watching you play in Cardiff last year, so let's get the deal done here. And he knows you're coming off hip surgery and all that, but he knows what to expect. So, again, you're coming together with someone you're real comfortable with.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like I said, it's huge to have a coach that, you know, you trust and you want to play for and all that. So that's a big part of why I wanted to come to Glasgow. I know I talked to some guys that played there last year, too, and they loved it. So when you're hearing that and the coach really wants you, that's the main thing, is you want to be wanted, right? And you want to be used as a key guy was my thing. And so easy decision for me.
Watlin still with it. Yuli battling. Yuli shoots. Yuli scores!
It's going to be a cool season, I think, because Corey's won everything in the Elite League, right? He's got the league title, the playoff titles, certainly the Challenge Cup titles, the only guy to win the Continental Cup with an Elite League team. So a lot of sort of things to look forward to and positives to look forward to. But aside from the coaching staff, and Mike Sorrent is a nice addition as well, are there any of the signings, any of the guys that you've seen Corey put pen to paper with that you're really excited to play with?
Yeah, I haven't really looked into it too much. I saw some names that I recognize and some guys that I train with in the summer that know those guys. And they said that they're great players and they'll be playing with me and we should do well and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A couple guys mentioned McLennan. And then I think there's a few guys that maybe you guys don't know about that I know about.
Well, I know about them too. We won't spill that right now because there's lots going on behind the scenes. And that's why I ask you, like, Corey tells you what he expects. You know what to expect. And you've got all these sort of moving parts. I think he does a real good job of recruitment, doesn't he? Whether it's, you know, when you worked with him in Slovakia, you probably had some players handed to him. But you know that when he's able to run with the ball, he's going to put together a good team.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I actually was leaving my team in Slovakia and I saw Corey was heading to Poprad, so that was kind of, again, that's why I went there, was to be coached by him, and I loved it. He unfortunately got let go from there, even though we were doing well, and it's a different beast over there in Slovakia, so, I mean, he was great, and all the other imports and even the Slovak guys liked him, so, yeah.
You were in our building. You had some success last season. I think you were a real pain in the ass to play against from a Glasgow Clan perspective. And I think the Cardiff Devils fans really enjoyed watching you play. Did you know a lot about Glasgow before coming to the building last year? Or is it kind of like your first time in Scotland and you're like, wow, this is a really loud building? Because it is a knowledgeable fan base.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely notice it when you go into a really nice rink. And the atmosphere there was good, and the Clan was always hard to play against. We played against them a ton from Challenge Cup to where we lost in the aggregate. And every time we played Glasgow, they were hard to play against, and the barn there is amazing. And that's another thing I like is the city. We got to go in the city. The rink's nice, all that. So All that comes into play when, you know, I was choosing where to go. And like I said, nothing but great things I heard. So,
yeah, it's one of the best cities on the circuit. There's lots to see and do. What do you enjoy away from the rink? We've asked other guys that are going to be your teammates what they enjoy, whether it's golf or live music. What are you looking forward to doing away from Brayhead Arena when you're in Glasgow next season?
I don't know. I'm focused on the on-ice stuff when it comes to that time of year, but in my spare time now, I love to golf all the time. Don't golf too much during the season. I might try to get out on some of those, you know, the historical courses out there. But during the season, usually just try to focus on my job, you know? So, outside the rink, not too much. I'll have my girlfriend there with me this year. She was here working, so we kind of, we're apart, which was tough. So this year it's going to be really nice. She's going to come out to Glasgow. And so away from the rink, I'll have her to putz around with.
Well, and last year we made sure as well, and certainly it's one of the things the new ownership wants, the wives, girlfriends, if anyone has kids, to be well taken care of on game night. So your partner will certainly, I think, enjoy being a part of that on game night when you're worried about goals, assists, and wins. She can enjoy watching you at Brayhead Arena. It is a great city. It's a lot of fun. But like I said, it's a positive fan base. And last season, not good enough. And we did have some success. It came at your expense in the Challenge Cup, where we won an aggregate. I think that the second leg was in your barn in Cardiff at the time. But after that, the season didn't seem to really take off the way it should have, perhaps. 10th, I mean, the only way is up. And certainly that's a challenge, too. You come in here after finishing second with Cardiff and making it to the playoff final weekend, and that's what I'm sure you and Corey discussed. That's kind of where the Clan want to get going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the league was tight last year, and I think a lot of games were one goal games, so it's easy to look at a record and say, oh, this team didn't win too much. But I guess if you kind of zoom in on things and see maybe the score of the game, I mean, the players have a feel, and some teams are harder to play against, and I felt that Glasgow was a better team than their record portrayed. And I think last year was their first year under new ownership. Like, it's going to take some time to build that winning culture. And I think bringing in Corey is like a big first piece towards that.
Yeah, it's exciting, but you always have to realize too, there's a little bit of luck. Like Sheffield wins the treble. They pretty well right up until that last few weeks of the season didn't have any major injuries. You look at the season before when Belfast won the treble, they did have some injuries, but they had an extra guy. So there's a little bit of luck meets guys staying healthy. There's no one's God-given right to win. And that's the interesting thing. Everyone has hope come September, October, and it's an exciting time. And we're absolutely delighted to have you on board. There's the more, as you said, I like that you said there's guys you know about. So maybe we'll talk off camera about who you know about and who I know about. But there's a lot to be excited about. And certainly Corey is putting together an exciting team. I think it's important as well that you do have that year's experience, because you mentioned that they're early. Once the season hits, if you're not used to the Elite League travel and Elite League, the intricacies of the league, it's an invaluable bit of experience to know that there will be long bus rides. There will be long days where you have to sit in the airport and there's a flight delay. So it's important that you already know that. And you can probably help out with some of the new imports when there's some dog days come January, February.
Yeah, I think it's pretty similar travel schedule to like the East Coast League, which I played in for a long time. But after going to Europe and then back to this was, yeah, quite a shift. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a grind. I think that Continental Cup we did last year, throwing in the extra 3-3 it kind of really threw a wrench in our season. So I'm really looking forward to just focusing on, you know, the league play, which is the big trophy, you know, and every game means so much, which is, I think, what makes this league special is every game is important. Whereas when you play 80 games in North America, it's like, by the time you're at 60, everyone kind of knows where they are. You kind of just ride out the end of the year. And I think that's what makes this league special. But I'm sure the fans are used to it through football leagues and stuff like that. It's pretty normal. But it was new to me. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it again this year.
Well, it's an interesting point about you, the Continental Cup, because it kind of really wedges into your season. I remember thinking that last year, like that's either going to really vault Cardiff on or they're going to find it hard after that, because it's a bit of a come down. You go in there wanting to win the Continental Cup, and then when it doesn't quite work out, it's a little bit like, okay, it's a reset button. So really interesting point there. Did you enjoy playing in the Continental Cup? Because sometimes players, the Champions Hockey League can be a bit of a banana skin as well for teams in the Elite League, but the Continental Cup is probably something that you can aspire to win. So did you enjoy that weekend despite it didn't quite go to plan?
Yeah, I think it was really fun, and always when you get a chance to win a championship is fun. And we didn't get the results we wanted, so I just think because not only do you throw in two extra 3-3 weekends, you also have to move games that you were scheduled to play into the middle of the week. So it kind of just added on. And I think that was a lot for our team. And I think in any normal year, it's fine to have those lulls and flow, ebbs and flows. But when Sheffield wasn't losing, it just we were done after that kind of. But it was fun. And I think anytime you get a chance to compete on that stage against European teams, it's a good, I mean, it looks good for the league, I think, to be playing against those teams.
Bounces favorably for Cardiff. Back down low again. Looks to feed it out front. Yuli with a shot. Doesn't get all the way through. Rebound, and it's 3-3.
Well, talk about the preseason, because we've got the Warrior Pro Tournament in Germany. So was that like a nice carrot to dangle as well when Corey called and said, look, and we're going to go to Germany and we're going to play against some really good teams in the preseason? Is that also because, like you said, you want to play against top teams, you want to measure yourself against some of the best players in Europe? So is that a nice thing to have on the radar come preseason?
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's also great to get out and play those other teams, especially when you're going to be playing the same teams all season. You know, you'll play Cardiff 10, 12, 14 times. So it's nice to go and play those other teams. And any chance you get to play against those good teams like Salzburg and stuff is just a great opportunity. And I think like watching Belfast in the Champions League beat some of those teams, it, like I said, looks great for the league and garner some respect.
Yeah, Sheffield. Well, they didn't have a great draw, Sheffield. They have to face some big Swedish teams. But you know what? Every year that the Elite League has been in the Champions Hockey League, every entrant has won at least one game. So we're hoping Sheffield can do the same, although we're not hoping Sheffield does well against us this season. They were unbelievable last year, as Belfast were the season before. So they get the chance to play in that Champions Hockey League. And certainly probably a good recruitment tool for them because it really does put our league and our players in a shop window, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think they have a tough pool, but you never know in hockey, it could be a game of bounces, and they have a great team, so I could see them maybe squeaking a few out.
When we focus now back on the Clan, and certainly we want to be better than 10th as we were last year, and certainly want to get to that playoff final weekend. We talked a little bit off camera there. I mean, that playoff final weekend, when you're trying to explain it to someone, it's like something that you can't really explain. Is it's a festival of hockey, and a couple of wins can get you a trophy, even if you finished fifth or fourth in the league. So did you find your first experience with the playoff final weekend to be kind of strange, wonderful? What did you take away from it?
I wouldn't say it was strange. It's definitely a bit different, but I've played in like playoff series and game sevens and all that stuff. It kind of has that similar feel where it's like you either win or your season's done, which those are the funnest games to play in. So that was kind of the feeling I had going into the semis, and then unfortunately we lost in overtime. And but yeah, it definitely hits when you get there. When I signed, I was like, oh, they have like this little playoff weekend, like it's not even a series or anything, but when you're in it, you're like, this is big, you want to win it, all that stuff. So it was disappointing to lose, but it's a great weekend. The atmosphere was crazy, and hopefully we can be there again this year.
Were you surprised? Because look, you've played in some of the best leagues in the world, and you've been in all sorts of barns across North America. Were you surprised by the fan support in the Elite League?
I wouldn't say surprised because I kind of had heard that the fans are very passionate over there. Especially, I remember when I signed in Cardiff, they were like, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone. And the next day it was already in the rumors. So I kind of got a taste for it right away. And then definitely the social media stuff, the fans sending messages and following you and all that stuff. So yeah, from like in the Europe leagues, you don't really get that kind of passion. I feel like, I mean, they're passionate obviously in like the top leagues, SHL, that kind of stuff. But a lot of those leagues make their money off like the betting websites, betting money. So it's not so much the fans in the seats, where I feel like this league is super attendance oriented, and so more fans in the stands, better atmosphere and all that. So I love it, and I love how love looking at the Twitter and seeing what they're saying about me.
Yeah, it's crazy. I won't say the player's name, but a few years ago when I was doing a lot of the TV and I talked to a player, he signed, I think he signed in Cardiff actually. And his Twitter following went from like 1,000 to 4,000 in a few weeks. And he was just like, this has to be a joke. Like, it's crazy that fans are that engaged. And you do, I guess you have to be careful to some degree because all of a sudden you could be talking to a fan and then it's on social media. But the passion is unparalleled, and certainly the Purple Army, they were really excited when your name popped up officially last night. I don't think it got out to any of the rumor pages, which is good. But we certainly when we released it last night or the night before, it was met well. Did your Twitter following amp up with Scottish followers there?
Yeah, I got to go through it. I'm on private, so I got to look through and let everyone in, but I think I got quite a few. I wasn't on my phone too much yesterday. Just spent time, with my girlfriend and stuff because it was Canada Day, so.
Yeah, well, happy Canada Day. Keep your Twitter or X or whatever the heck it's called now.
Oh,
Keep
yeah,
it
heck
private.
yeah.
That's my advice to you. Keep
Yeah.
it private for the next little while, at least until it kind of subsides. But the excitement is real, and you want the fan base to be excited about Cole Yuli coming on board. You want the fan base to be excited about Landon Bo, and that's interesting because we got a couple of ex Dallas Stars picks there, you and Landon Bo, and you can certainly talk shop when you get together, and we're at the Warrior Pro Tournament. Do you have a message for the Purple Army before we let you go and spend some time, some quality time with family and friends? A message to the folks that'll be cheering you on at Brayhead Arena.
A message for the fans. I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking forward to doing my best and hopefully bring whatever I can to the team and they can do the same, you know, bring the best energy you can. That's all we can ask. And we're going to put our best foot forward. I know every guy's going to give it everything they have this year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Cole Yulee, it was an absolutely pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your summer in Calgary. Enjoy the preseason training, and we'll see you come Germany at the Warrior Pro Tournament.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.